We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. Tri-Center is into the playoffs as the 3 seed out of their district. They will take on Ridgeview this coming week. Steve Peterson, head coach for the Tri-Center Trojans, with us now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team coming off of last week's win over Shenandoah?
Yeah, it was a good win for us. It's finally good to get AJ back and Jade Johnson back into the mix. Those two are obviously big parts of our football team, and they definitely helped us get that win on Friday.
So, I talk a little bit more about both of them. What did you see from AJ? What did you see from Johnson in that win over Shenandoah? How were they factors?
Yeah, so obviously AJ, we missed him the previous week, but he's. Back in action, still not 100%. Maybe you would say has a little bit of pain in his throwing arm, but was still able to get the ball out and make some good passes. So we had to play him just to have that threat at quarterback back there to throw the ball around to these really good receivers. Jaden Johnson was back, the general of our defense. He was able to move pretty well, tackled very well, was a leading tackler on our team on Friday. Just having him back there and the presence of a big body of Jaden Johnson was definitely needed for a team against the Shenandoah.
Well, it's good to have a couple of major generals back on the field for you. So what was the key, do you think, for Shenandoah? I mean, it was probably close most of the way. What do you think proved to be the difference?
Yeah, so we started out pretty well. Defensively, we were tackling pretty well. Offensively, things were rolling. They made some adjustments, and we did not tackle very well there in the third quarter and kind of let them kind of hang around a little more than we probably should have to make it a closer game. So we definitely had to talk about adversity and, you know, overcoming some down parts of the game and how they were going to respond. And they responded very well there in the fourth quarter. They tackled a lot better and started executing on offense like we needed to and made us obviously come out victorious.
Well, you obviously shut down the run pretty well. I mean, you allowed 105 yards, but only allowed 3.5 yards a carry. What was the key on that end for your football team on stopping that run?
Yeah, physicality up front. The big guys did very well up front, reading their keys. They weren't able to do the zone read as much as I think they would like to. Obviously, having Jaden Johnson in the middle, he was able to shut down the inside very well. And then our outside linebackers and free safeties, they came up and they were able to tackle when they needed to on the outside. So definitely our key defensively was, like I said, tackling. And then we had a little bit of dip there in the third quarter. We did not tackle very well, and it allowed them to get back into the game. Tackling was definitely the major factor on Friday.
Yeah, well, Jaden had 11 tackles to lead the way, so that was a good part. Was there any hesitation or anything at all with AJ and his shoulder? Did it go smoothly for him? I mean, how did you see overall how comfortable he felt back in there?
I think he was comfortable. He definitely took a few shots there in the first quarter, that he probably shouldn't have as far as, throwing the ball deep, just kind of pushing his limits a little bit. But we kind of honed him in a little bit and told him to just get the ball to the athletes, in those short intermediate routes and let them go to work. And that's when we kind of shifted our gear and started hitting those short routes, and things definitely worked out a lot better because once you get your athletes the ball, they get you those extra yards after the catch.
So the regular season is over. The second season begins, or the postseason, or whatever you want to call it. Either way, what do you think has to happen for your football team to, put some of the injuries and everything behind you and move forward?
We just got to get back to the fundamentals that we worked on all summer, honestly. We kind of had the core group there the first week of the season and played St. Albert very well, and then we went up and played a really tough OABCIG team, and competed very well with them. And then all the, everything kind of went loose after that. So we just kind of got to hone back in and get back to where we were with week one and week two, and just with tackling and executing our offensive run game the way it needs to be executed. There really isn't, we're not trying to change a lot. We're just kind of trying to fine tune what we haven't been able to do all year just because we haven't had the personnel. We've kind of had to throw, something new every single weekend with the players that we had. So it'll be nice to all the stuff that we worked on this summer. And, you know, obviously with last week, we can kind of hone in on that and try to perfect it a little bit more going into the playoffs.
One of the biggest reasons you were able to make a deep run and, of course, go all the way last year was balance and offense. I mean, your receiver's explosive. We know your passing game can burst out at any moment. But how do you feel about your running game right now going into the playoffs, and how much do you need to re-emphasize that?
Yeah, running game did pretty well against Shenandoah. We still need to work a little bit on climbing to linebackers and kind of securing those blocks at the second level a little bit better, you know, with our offensive linemen. And I think when we get that done, when we're able to climb to the second level and kind of get our running back off to the second level, obviously things open up and are a little bit easier for us. So that'll definitely be a focus this week, as Ridgeview does have a few decent linebackers and they're really, really big up front. So we're just going to have to make sure we get in front of them and hit the hole hard and fast, and hopefully we can keep that running game going like we did last year.
So how about Ridgeview? When you look at this football team, what's their scouting report look like?
Scouting report is big, 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 and big. They have some big boys on the defensive line. They have some big boys at linebacker. They have some really big guys at defensive back. So on the defensive side of the ball, you look at that, and I feel like they average 6'6", 300 pounds, no matter what position you're looking at. So they're just a really, really big team. Physical, they're definitely a very physical team, too. Not the greatest with speed, but they will combat that with as physical and as big as they are. So we're definitely going to have to use our speed and our agility a little bit more this week against a big team like that. So hopefully, you know, the true saying of speed kills. So hopefully that's what happens for us offensively. And then defensively for us, we're just going to have to tackle. We got to be able to shut down their run game. Their running back, they have a 2-3-headed monster at running back. Their quarterback likes to run the ball. They have a couple of big receivers that they like to try to get the ball to, you know, with those short intermediate routes. They're not trying to push the field vertically very often. So we'll just have to make sure we kind of can keep everything in front of us and tackle well. And I think we can be competitive.
Seems like you could just tackle a guy named Heilman, you'd be okay, because they got two of them back there that have combined for, you know, almost 1,400 yards. What do you see the difference between both of those guys and how they run the football?
Yeah, one's a bruiser and one's a little bit more of the scat back for sure. So we're just, just obviously honing in and see kind of what their tendencies are with having certain backs at certain down and distances. And maybe we can kind of key on a few things that way. Otherwise, yeah, it's just going to be knowing who you're going up against. When they want that short yardage, they're going to come after it with the big guy. And then if they kind of try to want to get off to the edge or kind of use a scat back for receiving purposes, they'll definitely use the other one. So we'll hopefully be able to figure that out on our defensive game plan.
For whatever reason, last year, you guys were one of the biggest stories. You were the underdogs into the playoffs, and you found it. If we could find it all the time and bottle it up and sell it, we'd all be millionaires. So what do you need to find that's similar, maybe not necessarily the same thing, but what do you need to find with this football team to try and make a deep run this year?
That's one thing that I've kind of been harping on here these last couple of weeks is, how do you want to be known? Obviously, like you said, we had that magical run last year. We found it, whatever it is. And so now, we're trying to find that this year. And, one thing I've said is, how do you want to be remembered as the team after the Dome, or after winning a state title? Is, you know, do you want to be the team that makes the playoffs and then bows out in the first round? Or do you want to be some team that, you know, could possibly make another run and be back-to-back champs and, you know, be remembered forever? So it's just kind of one of those things, and getting these kids excited and, you know, rejuvenated, knowing that this is the real season of football, and you know, you only get one shot at this, and you know, you got to execute every single down, every single time that ball is snapped. You have to do it perfectly and with as much effort as possible. So this is hopefully, you know, how you want to be remembered, and, you know, gets these kids a little bit of drive to want to go do it again this year.
Coach, really appreciate your time. Step number one this week, try and get rid of the Raptors, and let's hope you take that step. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Steve Peterson, head coach for Tri-Center Football, joining us here on KSOM.